Attention, patriots. Broadcasting from the free zones, Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Good morning, Christian patriots. This is the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. We are broadcasting from Spokane. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you. Good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Trump Tuesday. That's right, because the only truly elected, legally elected president of the United States is Donald J. Trump.
That's right.
And so we
all are, others are imposters.
Yes, they're frauds. They're frauds and have stolen the 2020 election by fraud.
Yeah, I had to chuckle when I saw Attorney General Bob Ferguson's comment about this new extremism board that they're trying to form in Washington State. It's 1333, which is, it's his baby. It's his pet project that he's pushing through the legislation. He said that, you know, after the attempted coup in 2020, after the 2020 elections, I thought,
There was a coup. We're experiencing
well,
it.
Well, he was afraid of the patriots stopping the coup is what he meant.
That is what the liars have to do. The liars have to accuse the innocent people of what they just did.
Well, that's this whole domestic extremism board is all about, is fighting extremism and misinformation. So anyway, they get to set the narrative. Anybody that goes against it, well, we're dropping the hammer on you under this anti-extremism and misinformation board.
Yeah.
So this is like 1984 George Orwell. And here's the thing. 1984 was a fictional novel. It was not an instruction manual. We need to let these guys know that it was not an instruction manual.
Well, and the problem there being, of course, that it's 1984 was just more or less a comprehensive story written on the truth about communism
and human nature.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, where could this go? But you know, it was kind of cool to see yesterday on Twitter, and of course we don't follow Twitter, but arrest Katie Hobbs was one of the top trending trends on Twitter.
Right.
You know, after that report that we mentioned, you know, on yesterday's show.
Right.
So what are they going to do with it?
Exactly. Because, we had a statement update from Carrie Lake saying, well, now we, you know, basically, I don't have that quote in front of me because I think my phone has just been hacked and it just shut down. It went from 40% to 9% to just shut off just now. Yeah. And so,
You can tell when you're doing some deep research on some controversial topic, right, that probably deep state doesn't want you to be reading about and studying about, especially if you're going to be reporting on it.
Right.
And your phone drains from 50% to zero and shuts off in 3 minutes.
Yeah, I'm not kidding. I've just been hacked. And, well, in fact, your equipment has been having the same hack problems as well. And so apparently they have found us and we are under attack. Well, so in the meantime, what I was going to describe was how Carrie Lake is saying, well, now we understand, you know, exactly what happened here with the fact that Katie Hobbs has been taking all of this bribe money and laundering it for the cartels.
Well, essentially, this is the report revealing what we all knew. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
it's like everybody instinctively knows that there's fraudulent activity going on here.
Right.
Now, it's the Senate investigation report.
Yeah.
You know, so, but, you know, we say, you know, now what are they going to do with it, though? Because this report has been given to the IRS, to the FBI, to the Elections Committee, and so on and so forth. And somebody sent us a really great meme yesterday that really sums this up. And it answers the question, now what are they going to do about it? And so this meme says, if the FBI won't investigate it, they're in on it. If the media won't report it, they're in on it. If Congress won't talk about it, they're in on it. Right. Now you know what's going on.
Yep, exactly.
And it's summed up just perfectly. So yesterday, the station aired last Monday's show, not yesterday morning's show. And we got a notification from the station that they were notified that their internet service sent them an announcement saying, we're working in your neighborhood, so you're going to be out of internet. So we didn't have a live stream to the station. So they just played the previous Monday's show that was in queue, that they queued up because we had no internet connection with them. So that's what happened. The listeners are saying, hey, I'm listening. It's last week's show. It's a great show, but where's this week's show? That is at Podbean. That's radiofreeredoubt.podbean.com, where we upload our shows every morning right after the show.
That's right. That's right. And if you ever want to listen to an episode again, you can always go there at any time and just scroll back to whichever episode that you were looking for, and they're all uploaded right there. And they're uploaded every morning by 7:30 or 8 at the latest, and so that's always a good resource. But yeah, let's get to the word of the day.
Sounds great. Looking forward to it.
Okay, so the word of the day for Trump Tuesday comes to us from Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18, which read under the title, The Whole Armor of God.
Oh, yes.
Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this age, against spiritual hosts of wickedness in the heavenly places. Therefore, take up the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having girded your waist with truth, having put on the breastplate of righteousness, and having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. And take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Praying always, with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end, with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. And that's it.
Great scripture.
Yep.
And so relevant for today's age that we're living in.
Well, definitely. And like, there's an interesting part here in the Bible notes that describes the definition of withstand. And the Hebrew word for withstand is anthistemi. And so what that means actually is, you compare it to antihistamine, from anti, meaning against, and histemi, to cause to stand. The verb suggests vigorously opposing, bravely resisting, standing face to face against an adversary, standing your ground. Just as an antihistamine puts a block on histamine, antihistemi tells us that with the authority and spiritual weapons granted to us, we can withstand evil forces.
Nice. That's
and
good
so
explanation.
That is fantastic. And even just before this show, one of the things that is a spiritual weapon that is granted to us to withstand evil forces is Luke 10:19. And
yes.
And we use Luke 10:19 like a verb. We actually say, yep, we just need to Luke 10:19 that.
That's
which
right.
Which is where Jesus describes that, behold, I give you authority over every serpent and scorpion, over all the power of the enemy, that they may in no way harm you.
Right.
And so what you do is you take that authority that Jesus gave to you, and just like the armor of God, you use that to cast out whatever attack is upon your body, is upon you and your household, or you know, whatever the attack is. You can Luke 10:19 it and
yes,
and force the demonic influence out.
That's right. And you know, right at the beginning of the show today, we talked about this Washington Bill 1333 against misinformation, disinformation, And it really is, they even say, this is to go against people that are putting out misinformation about groomers and LGBT and drag queens and masks and vaccines, everything else. Basically, everything that the left is trying to push, they're trying to legalize this, to codify it, to actually take it to the next step, to go from demonizing us to criminalizing us. And although we say, you know, hey, get a hold of your legislator, write your senator, you know, show up to this meeting, make your voice be known, stand against this. We are to do those things, but these are exactly what Jonathan Cahn talked about. These are principalities. These right. are demonic powers and forces, the rulers of the darkness of this age. That is truly what's behind this. It's not just a liberal who's coming up with this harebrained idea that we're politically opposed to. These are real dark forces and principalities. And this is where we need to put on the full armor of God.
That's right.
And prayer is the most powerful weapon against this, because it is really on the spiritual realm.
Oh, I mean, absolutely.
Do all the political stuff, stand your ground and all that. This is a republic. God gave us this country and the laws that came with it. And as citizens, we are to be stewards of the republic, which means actively engaged in it and preserving it and protecting it. And, you know, standing for the oppressed, standing against lies, standing for truth. But also on the spiritual side of this, prayer and reading the word and putting on the full armor of God is that's where these battles are going. That's where the war is going to be won.
That's right. Because it says what we bound here on earth, we bind in heaven. And what we loose here on earth, we loose in heaven.
Yeah.
And so through prayer, that is where much of that can be accomplished. And what's also interesting about prayer is that, you know, also if you don't see that your prayers are being answered, you're actually instructed to fast. You're instructed to fast for a length of time and be in prayer and do a lot of praying and fasting at the same time. And I'm not sure why that works, but that's what Jesus did.
Right.
When he would fast and he would pray. And so like when the disciples said, why couldn't we cast the demon out of that person? And Jesus's response was, because that's the kind that requires fasting and prayer.
Yes.
To be able to cast them out. And so interesting, another little interesting question that I will have for him right. in heaven is, why does that work?
Yes. And what are the mechanics behind that?
Yep.
How does that work? Yeah, it's curious. But not only did he say it, but he also demonstrated it. And so, I mean, it's obviously very clear throughout the scripture that fasting is a very, very key component.
Right, a powerful tool.
Yeah, to really affecting the changes or, you know, releasing those forces against those principalities and powers and rulers of the darkness of this age.
That's right. Yep.
So a good one. Okay, so that is, once again, that's what, Ephesians?
That is Ephesians chapter 6, verses 10 through 18.
There we go. 6, 10 through 18. Perfect. All right. Well, let's go ahead and take a break there, folks. And this segment is brought to you by TLC Web Hosting. If you have a ministry, a business, a website for any reason, you have to have it hosted with somebody. Well, it's a great opportunity to support a Christian patriot-owned business located in the American Redoubt, Patriot Territory, and also somebody that you're not going to have to worry about getting canceled because you're too conservative or something. Just great folks. They take great care of us, and you can learn more about them at tlcwebhosting.com. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, and we'll be back right after these messages. Stay right there. Son of man.
I will also ask the school board to make a part of every day some kind of anti-violence, anti-gun message.
In the schools, textbooks are rewritten to tell the communist version of history.
Every day, every school, at every level. One thing that I think is clear with young people and with adults as well is that we just have to be repetitive about this. It's not enough to simply
have... To change the meaning of words like religion and duty and democracy. The communists set out to brainwash the people.
Do it every Monday. We need to do this every day of the week and just really brainwash people into thinking about guns in a vastly different way.
14-year-old Polish children learn from textbooks like these.
Are you prepared to defend yourself in the dark? A weapon light helps you identify and even deter threats in low light. But it can be difficult to find a secure and comfortable holster. At Works, we design and build holsters for Glock and Sig Sauer pistols with lights. Our precision fit holsters will help you carry with confidence so you're ready to defend yourself day and night. Go to worksholsters.com. Find your gun and light in our holster finder, select your preferred carry style, and order your holster today.
Welcome back, Christian Nationalist Patriots. This is The Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty. Segment 2 brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. And now is the time to do it if you have not began with that process, to be self-reliant in supply chain disruptions and shortages, food supply disruptions, and potential war that we're on the edge of. Well, learn how to do that. Prepping2-0.com is the website. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome back to Trump Tuesday.
That's right. Oh, we got a really cool clip, too, from Trump coming up that Lady Liberty's got. Before we do that, I wanted to throw this out. This is just a great victory because the contrast and compare in the mindset of these people in Washington, they're pushing 1333, which was just voted out of committee last week. So now it's going to go to the legislature to, you know, the reps vote on it, and then it'll go to the Senate, and then it gets signed, you know, if it makes it that far. It's so extreme, I can't imagine it making it that far. But look at the opposite end of the spectrum here. Kansas passes a bill to define a woman as someone born a biological female, and the Democrats and the trans activists are freaking out right now that they're actually saying that, you know, you have, if you're a female, you have ovaries. If you were born that way, if you are a male, you were born, with the equipment to fertilize eggs, you know, and
as basic as it gets,
right down to the scientific textbook definition of male and female, and they're making it law. I mean, it's sad that we're at the point where we have to do that.
I'm sorry. That's pathetic.
That is horrible.
That is the most pathetic time in human history we have to listen to somebody that just has the whine going on. You know what I mean? They're just whining.
About the most inane garbage. Insane garbage.
Even animals know the difference between male and female.
Yeah, it's so irrational.
It's
demonic.
This is the fact that we're even giving it the time of day.
Right.
Makes zero sense at all.
I
mean, this seriously, it's like digging up society's dumbest sector and asking them to dictate to America what we should do.
Exactly. I mean, where are the judges? Where are the corporate leaders? Where are adults saying, get out of here.
Exactly. Where are the people with any kind of brain and a spine that says, are you kidding?
The guy wants to use the girls' locker room and says, well, I identify as a girl. Get out of here, you bum. I mean, kick him right on the behind, right out the door, and be done with it. Why are we playing patty cakes with these people?
That's like us walking into a bank and saying, I identify as the bank owner. Give me all the money.
Right.
And you should honor that. And if you don't, I'm going to take you to court and sue you for you know, offending me.
Right. You know,
that's just pure, that's a scheme.
And then the thought that there would be a judge out there that would actually rule in favor of you and awarding you that.
Right. And that can only mean one thing, and that is the most obvious conclusion, which is conspiracy.
We've lost our minds.
Well, we haven't. That is just a blatant conspiracy. And this is how you bring down a nation, is through conspiracy of criminals. If you've got one criminal running one sector that's going to pat the other guy on the back that is a criminal in the other sector, then it just works for them. And people, we're just smarter than this. We're smarter than allowing the criminals to run the country.
Yeah.
We're smarter than that.
We're smarter than let the clowns run the circus.
Yep, exactly.
All right. Now, this Nord Stream thing, speaking of looking the other way from what everybody in the world's looking at, is quite obvious. Trump gets it.
Right. So I've got this clip here where Glenn Beck has a short little interview with Donald Trump, and we get to hear his input on who he thinks blew up the Nord Stream pipeline. Listen here.
When you go to the Nord Stream pipeline, which you did shut down, Biden opened up. Now there's some reporting that says we blew it up. Biden did a covert mission and blew it up. Do you believe that?
Well, it could have been us, and it could have been Ukraine, and it could have been some third party country that wants to see trouble. The one group it wasn't is Russia. You know, they blame Russia for doing it. This was a main source of massive income to them. They didn't blow it up to make a point. That's the one thing I can tell you for sure. Remember when it first happened? They said Russia did it. You know, Russia always says Russia. And I lived for years with that, where everything gets blamed on Russia, gets blamed on you. These people are sick, I'm telling you. But it could have been. It could have been working in conjunction with Ukraine, because Ukraine has total dominance over the United States, total dominance. I mean, we've given them probably $150 billion, and Europe has given them almost nothing. And that bothers me. That really bothers me, because I had it out with them on NATO. You know, we were taking care of NATO. We were taking care of I got $450 billion from the European nations from NATO. That's the other thing. Nobody was tougher on them. But then they still beat us on trade, because I had that just about stopped. You know, Europe is almost as bad as China on dealing on trade. They're very, very restrictive, very, very tough. They don't take our cars. They don't take our farm products, meaning much of. They don't do, you know, they treat us with a lack of respect. Well, they were starting to respect us a lot and big, and we were straightening a lot of things out. But the saddest part about the war is that this is a war that should have never happened.
Correct.
Okay, so now it happened. Now you have to get people in the room, you have to knock heads, and you have to get it done.
So,
and that would mean saying things to Putin and saying things to Zelensky that they're not going to want to hear, and getting them into a room and getting it done. People are dying by the thousands. You know, Glenn, when I see the reports that they knocked down a city, you know, these cities are being leveled. There's not a building standing in a lot of these cities. I've seen pictures that maybe other people don't get to see. Maybe they do. But or take a look at the newspaper. When they have a topographical picture of a city, there's a one building standing. It's incredible. And then they say one person died and three people were injured. No. Many people died.
Right.
Many people were badly injured, and we're not getting the true facts about what's happening.
And that's what we were reporting on last week. Russia went to the UN last Wednesday. We weren't sure what they were going to do, but really it came down to them demanding an investigation into this. And now Hungary is joining them. Hungary said that they're demanding of the UN an investigation into who did it and why. After that investigative journalist Hirsch revealed, you know, his report last week, which, according to his report, the United States was the primary player involved in that. So, and also apparently this journalist had anonymous sources in the CIA and other places in the government that told him that the people on the inside knew this was an act of war and they were warned not to do it.
Right.
But did it anyway. So we'll see. And I don't, of course, put any faith in the United Nations to fight their way out of a wet paper bag. So I don't know how much weight that's going to carry. But it's good to see Hungary, the European redoubt, speaking up on this issue.
Right. And see, what's interesting was I ran across this clip also. We'll post this on our channel. But this clip shows both Lindsey Graham and John McCain in Ukraine in 2016. And the description says the Beltway class wanted to launch the Russia-Ukraine war in 2016, but then Trump got elected and it screwed up their plans. Right. So here's John McCain and Lindsey Graham over there talking to the troops in Ukraine.
Right.
Telling
your fight
them,
is our fight.
Yeah, telling right. them that you know, we will do that. The United States will do anything and everything that they can to basically attack and bring Russia under some kind of control, right? And so, whatever happened that caused Biden to zip over there and start saying, "Oh yes, well, you know, now you must join NATO." That was their next plan.
Right.
Because obviously Trump thwarted their first plan.
Right.
And so the next time, it's the same plan. The same people have been wanting to just go over and attack Russia for quite some time
25
now.
25 years they've been building NATO up surrounding Russia.
That's right.
That's a threat. That's a threat.
Well, and see, and I've got this map that shows the timeline progress of just how much NATO has actually encroached upon Russia. And it's astounding to see over the time period. You know, they've got the clock running as you see the blue expansion, the dark blue being NATO.
Yes.
Expanding all the way from Spain all the way up to Norway and across to Turkey. And basically taking just about every nation all the way up to the border of Russia.
Well, and just in the last year, now they've been pushing for Norway and, Norway. Sweden.
You're thinking
and
Sweden and you're Finland. Probably thinking Sweden and Finland.
Yes. And so now they're right. Turkey is the only one that's really holding that up because they have some people that are being detained or that are in Sweden and Finland that Turkey is demanding that they hand over an extradite.
Yeah, right.
So that, you know, somebody they want to torture and kill and imprison and probably kill. And so they're saying, no, we're not going to support you joining NATO unless you give these guys up. So if they give those guys up, then it looks like Turkey will vote to, and there are two more countries surrounding Russia joining NATO.
Yep, exactly.
Whose sole mission is to
take down Russia.
Take down Russia.
Yep.
Right. We're not acting like that against China, who's the real threat.
Exactly.
So anyway, well, you guys have a blessed and a safe rest of the day and join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. We'll be right here.
That's right. You all have a terrific Trump Tuesday and blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.